Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Make the Psychic Hour. Today we're talking about psychic hands. So using the hands as instruments of healing and psychic energy, and also taking calls for on-air readings. The call-in number 914-338-0164. And we would love it if you joined us on our sites, Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us here and on those sites. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation than the radio show can accommodate. So let's get right into it, Neil.
Yeah, psychic hands. Well, when you think about psychic hands, you think about obviously palmistry and healing hands and things like that. There's even a biblical passage that refers to psychic energy in the hand. I think it's Proverbs 3:16.
Really? Well, because I was going to say to you, that's what I think of when I think of healing hands, laying on of hands. The Bible is mentioned hands, several times.
Of course, the famous laying on of hands, and it has a suggestion that there's some kind of energy in the hand.
In fact, there's 23 entries in the Bible regarding hands.
Regarding hands, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not all of them are laying on of hands, but several of them are.
Those are the most obvious. Some of the more obscure ones, there's Proverbs 3:16 that says that the length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honors. Now that's deliberately right there, a reading of events or situations, characteristics that are indicative of being in the hand. Jung, the psychologist Jung, and he had theories regarding the introversion and extroversion of the size of the hands, and his study in astrology and palmistry is pretty well known. Aside from the fact that we have palmistry itself, which amounts to the length of the fingers, certain signs on the hand, the mounts, the things like that that suggest psychic abilities that are within the hand itself, not to mention the chakra systems and the minor chakra systems, which are well above seven, into the, you know, double digits, 22, 23, 24 minor chakras.
And, of course, there's the palm chakra.
And the palm chakra.
Yeah. Neil, hold on just a moment. We do have a caller, but the caller has not raised his or her hand. 817, if you would like a reading, please let us know by pressing 1 on your phone. Otherwise, we're going to continue.
So, I guess you could say that there are signs of spiritual energy or spiritual awareness in the hand of the palm or the fingers that one can read.
Yeah, if they want to read. Can I show you, take the call and then get back to
them? Oh, sure.
Yeah,
they want to read.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Who's this, please?
This is Javier.
Hey, Javier.
I've called
how
you before.
Are you? How's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good to hear
How's
from you.
Good.
Give
how
us your
you,
birthday
Neil?
Again, Javier. You're in Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am. July 22nd, 1980.
Okay. Okay, 11:21. All right. Okay, 29:11 too. 7:22:80. And what's going on?
No, I always listen to you. I was just calling. I did want to see if my girlfriend's birthday, what y'all could tell me about her.
Sure,
I mean,
yeah.
Both of us together or whatever. Her birthday is
May 17, 1980. 1980, okay. 23. She's a 31-4, all right?
Yeah.
Whether you two are a 6, you're the same age. You're both 38 years old, right?
Yeah, I'm fixing to be, I think. Wait, am I 38?
Is that right? You're not yet. Not yet. You're coming up on your 38th birthday, which is a multiple of 11. Go ahead, Neil.
What you wanted to know? I mean, there's a past life connection you have with her that is.
I mean it's
somewhat strong. But you know what, Javier? It doesn't. Past life energies don't. They're kind of common to have a past life experience with somebody. It's the content that's important. The content between you and her, I mean, basically pretty strong. The elements between the two of you, there could be a combination of a vision. And if that vision is conducted in such a way that it brings out a full focus, this could become your wife. I mean, because the two of you, you're a 2 and she's a 4. And that's divisible. So your energy is in that creative energy, second chakra,
and
versus
his,
more of the heart.
His day 22 becomes her master number. So that's,
yeah,
you know, significant. How long have you two been together, Javier?
We've been together like 8 years. When we first met, I had went through a divorce, and then we met, we were friends. And then the first time we met, we've never been apart. Like, we would see each other every weekend and then to every day. So, yeah, I mean, she's my fiance and everything. I just wanted to make sure. I also had, but her mom, too. I feel like there might be something with her mom. Like, I don't know. Like, it's weird.
What do you mean?
Well,
with her mom.
Sometimes,
elaborate.
Well, I hate to say this, but sometimes it's like I'm attracted to her mom, or I love her mom, or something, you know. Too.
Oh, really?
Know?
What's the mom's birthday?
Yeah.
Do you have her mother's?
December 3rd, 7.
Okay, 2, 3, 6, 16, and 12. She's a 28, 10, 1.
Well, you know,
that's tricky.
I know it's not. I know that, you know, it's just. But I was just wondering if there was an underlying thing, like maybe a past life or something.
Past
or,
life,
you
with
know,
mother.
So, yeah, or something like that. Or, you know, because I've heard like, when you go through lives, like the same group of souls are always in your life some way or another, like in every past life. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, but I've heard something like that.
To some extent, I mean, obviously if there's karma with certain people that you had in past lives, you're going to encounter them in some form. And it depends how deep the karmic ties are, or the karma is to work out. Sometimes it's very soft and there's not a deep interaction, but I would say that probably the three of them were connected in the past.
Well, the mother's year is your fiance's first and third numbers. And so that's pretty significant right there. The element of, let's see, that 3 foot. Yeah, your master number and your fiance's number, master number, adds up to your mother's
karmic side.
The mother's karmic side. The mother's side. 1, 2, 3 adds up to 6. So there's something going on.
Plus his
month,
his month is her last, you know, year. They're all a 7 together, which is Javier's month and the mother's last digit in the year. So there's
You know,
their
thing,
years also 8-8 aligned.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Seven.
There's a connection. The thing that's more important is, maybe you three were together before, and maybe there was even some connection between you and the mother. That is the mother now. Maybe there was a connection there, but that what's important now is that it's all right if you find her attractive or on whatever level, but the maturity level is you're supposed to, you know, you're mature, you're an adult, you're in love with your fiance, and you may feel certain things about your potential mother-in-law. But you're an adult and you're responsible and you just let it be what it is. There can be an attraction there, but what you must be concerned about is your maturity level. If you're going to marry this woman, then make sure you're ready for it. Make sure that you understand that. Then you may see an attractive woman walking down the street one day and think, oh my God. To think it is one thing, but to carry it out is another. You know, so you want to make sure that nothing's hidden between you and your potential wife, your fiance, that is causing you disturbances that might compromise the security of your relationship with her.
So I'm just curious, is the fiance aware of your, you know, mild attraction to her mother?
Yeah. I mean, I joke around it with her a lot, you know. I think her mom, I would never disrespect my girl or, you know, or ruin her family or do anything like that. I was just, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to say, but yeah, I mean, I think that her mom's like pretty and all that, but I see other girls too, you know, think
that's
they're pretty or whatever,
ask.
but there's like, I feel like there's maybe something different, you know, like, like you said, like someone in the, like something in the past and I don't know. But, you know, I understand I have to be, you know, it's,
you
not,
mean
not,
whether
it's you're, nothing that would never happen. You know, I understand that.
So you were wondering maybe if there is something significant enough in the karma that would pull you towards the mother. Is that what you were wondering?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, kind of like, you know, was she my wife in a previous life or. Because sometimes I feel like, I know, like, me and my girl, I feel like we were supposed to be together, but I feel like maybe she was something else in my other life, you know?
Right.
But I'm just not sure. Yeah. Maybe she was my daughter, or maybe she was my, you know, maybe, you know, something like that, you know?
Right, because it sounds like you're very connected to your fiance, but maybe there's something different in terms of the passionate connection that you might feel with a different person that you were with. Because sometimes relationships, you know, will be very strong in terms of the friendship, but they might not be as, you know, the chemistry might not be as strong as it might be with another person.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, to go into a deep, authentic past life regression and to try to understand what the dynamic was between you and any certain person, that's one thing. That takes a lot of examination and also a lot of processing at times, because if we are to accept that there are past lives, that people reappear in our life from those past lives with certain dynamics that are still contained from the original position, then, yeah, you're going to have mixed feelings, aside from the fact that you could just take it on a physical level and say, I have this feeling for my potential mother-in-law and I'm attracted to her and this feeling makes me seem like there's something connected between us. That could be purely physical too, without any explanation about past life. You don't need a past life to explain a feeling. It might be entertaining to look at it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's totally accurate. I think, you know, you're attracted to the mother. Okay. So you're attracted to the mother. Big deal. So you're attracted to her. So you find her attractive. she finds you, you know, boy, if I was younger, boy, I can see why my daughter likes you. You're pretty hot. You know, so what?
You're pretty
it's
hot.
It's not a big deal. The bigger deal
is if it interferes with the relationship.
Yeah.
That's the bigger deal. And if any other attraction that you might have towards woman interferes with your ability to, you know, be a full participant in the relationship that you've established with your fiance.
Yeah, you have to, you know, some men are just, they're just in love. They have no thought about other women. It's not concerning to them. They've got their family is everything, and they're just made that way. It's in their genetic, psychological makeup. Other men, you know, other men, you have variations of what men do all the way to committing adultery and all that.
And the same goes for women.
What
you
have to ask yourself in this examination here is, am I really ready to be married? Am I fully ready to be committed? And even if I have straying ideas or feelings about other women, am I really committed to this person? And it's no more than just ideas or thoughts or feelings, but it would never penetrate into my soul and my commitment to be involved with this person. So when you get married, you make a commitment, and that commitment is supposed to be strong and bonding. And it doesn't matter. You don't get freaked out because you saw somebody attractive or, you know, something like that, or you had suddenly an urge to think about somebody. So what? Big deal. So that happens. We're human beings. But the idea is that there are lines, boundary lines, and that those lines are crossed. And that for those who don't have to go through this,
I think also, you know, beyond just a physical boundary that shouldn't be crossed, I think there's a mental boundary that shouldn't be crossed. Because I think if the mind strays too much, then
that's
there's
true.
Dangerous territory that one gets into when in a relationship. So you have to kind of control that. And if you're not able to, then you have to reexamine whether you're equipped to be in a relationship with a person,
yeah.
You know, a committed relationship.
Of course. Life is much more comfortable if you don't even think about these things and you don't even entertain the idea. You don't care. You're just involved. You're in love with one person, and you don't spend your life thinking about it, other people.
And it's not okay to not be, you know, one that is ready for a commitment. That's okay if there's still seeds that need to be sown in terms of dating other people or exploring other relationships. That's totally fine. But, you know, you've got to come to an agreement within yourself what category you fit into and proceed accordingly.
Yeah. Obviously, Javier, there's some connection between you and her mother. There's some connection. There has to be. I mean, it's just as plain as can be. She's the mother of the woman you're engaged to. So there is some connection on this lifetime level and probably on a past life. But what's evolved in this lifetime is that you're in love, supposedly, with the daughter. That's what's come to placement of this lifetime. And now your attention and commitment should be on that. If you're engaged, well, obviously, there must be a reason for that. So now you have to think, I'm not living the past life. I'm living this life. You know, you're not living when you were 10 years old. You don't run out and play baseball with 10-year-olds anymore. You're living this life. And this is who you are at this age. And you have to start looking ahead as you mature and not look in the past so much. Look in the future. That's the vibe that we're seeing to be getting with you.
Does that help, Javier? We got to move on to our next caller, but...
Yes, that helps. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too,
Javier.
Good to hear from you. And Javier can connect with us on Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic on Twitter, and Neil Baker Psychic on Facebook. Hope that he does. I think he might be connected to one, but anyway, yeah, we'd like to see him on all
That's right.
of our sites. Okay, 317 is the next caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
Savannah.
I'm sorry, whom?
Savannah.
Savannah. Hi, Savannah.
I don't know if this is the correct show or not, but I did, I guess, send a picture, if that's what you guys were doing this week.
No, not our show, but that's okay. You're here. So you, now I'm curious, what was the show having you do? Send a picture of yourself?
Of my palm, I guess, for a reading of that.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that wasn't our show, but we can give you a reading anyway.
I'd appreciate it. Okay. I don't know if you
What's
can pick up anything.
What's your Well, let's get your birth date first, and then maybe talk with you a minute about what you want to have investigated here. What's your birth date?
03/17/96. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because it's your first, your area code is 317.
I never really noticed that.
Yeah. 21 and 26, 8. Is that what she is?
22.
What did I do? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 36, 9. What is wrong with me? 36, 9, which is interesting because her karmic number is like tucked right into her year. 96. Okay. And you're, gosh, young, 22 years old. What's going on?
I have two daughters, and I mean, me and their dad are no longer together, I guess.
Okay. I guess. So what do you mean by that? Are you living together, but not together, or what's the deal?
I guess I'm just needing more of a civil relationship with him, but I don't think that we'll ever come to terms.
When did you break up with him in your relationship, your romantic connection?
Me, after we had our second kid, Kendra, I feel like it all went downhill after that. So it's been about 3 years now.
3 years.
Yeah.
And your question is what regarding that?
I feel like I don't know if you could just see anything good happening with a job, a relationship, better relationship with my kids.
Do you live with your children?
No, as of right now, they're actually with my mom. So right now, it's kind of a difficult time for me.
Are you living at somebody's home? Do you have an apartment?
I have a house of my own. I've been thinking about selling, though.
So you have a home.
That's why you wanted a picture of your house. Okay.
Okay. So,
And you got that through an inheritance or what?
My dad helped me and my kids' dad buy the house. It was pretty cheap, but we've paid him off, and me and him, we worked hard to get this house as a home for our kids, but it didn't work out to be like that.
So where is your ex-husband living? Is he nearby?
Yes. Our relationship, I feel like I get hopes up thinking that maybe he'll change, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. So we have our times where we try to hang out, but it's not good at all.
What's
I feel
his
like
birthday?
I want to move on.
What's
it's
his birthday,
05.
Savannah? Do you have his 05? Birthday?
Yeah. 05/16 of 95.
Okay.
1995?
Yeah. 22. He's a 30.
He's a
36. Yeah. Same master, karmic and master number.
The intensity of the karma.
And that's an intense. Yeah, because their years are interchangeable. I mean, their days are interchangeable,
well,
rather.
Is the house,
or their years.
Is it hard keeping the house? Are there payments you can't make?
The house is paid off.
Paid off, she said.
Well, why would you want to move? So why do you want to move?
because I feel like I kind of, in order to move on, I guess.
Need a new start.
Yeah.
And
to get away from everybody.
What state are you in? What state are you in?
Indiana.
Indiana. Just out of curiosity, Savannah, why does your mom have custody of the kids? If you have, because I would think, oh, maybe there's a problem with the home situation that you can't afford rent, but you've got a house. So why aren't the kids with you or the husband?
DCS got involved. It was actually the kids' dad that pretty much called on me.
For what?
I guess with the whole relationship with us already having our problems that we had. We wasn't living together or whatnot, and a drug problem did come in the way.
Yeah.
So that's why it's been a difficult time for me, and I guess I'm just needing something good, I guess.
Well, I wrote down drugs. Neil can attest to that because I showed him the what I written before you said it. But what was it? You have the drug problem?
We both did. He was out doing his thing, and I wouldn't know where he would be at. I wasn't used to that. You know, before the drugs, I guess, came, it was nothing like that. Me and him both worked. We was on a routine, work, home, kids. You know, we'd go out, do something simple. You know, when we got paid. But just the little things, you know, means the most. And then whenever the drugs came, it was just, I didn't know how to react, I guess, to him out doing his thing, and that's what I also turned to as well.
Okay.
So do you have any counselor? Do you have anybody guiding you or helping you?
Yeah. I actually just got done doing inpatient.
Oh, you went through a drug rehab situation for how long?
That was only 21 days.
21 days. So it's like really you're freshly out. They're
so
probably not
going to
restore custody.
Do you have a current counselor that helps you, that you go to see and talk to?
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to meet up with her here in about 20 or 30 minutes.
Do you have just one quick question. Do you have a job, Savannah?
No.
You don't, but you have your house is paid for, so that's one good thing.
So, I mean, you know, if you have a counselor and she's helping you and she's really a good counselor, well, that's satisfying. That's a relief. Two, I wouldn't sell your home unless you can. Do you have equity in the home?
There's absolutely nothing. The only thing that I pay is just utilities and the property taxes.
Yeah, but if you sell,
so
if you sold
off
the home, it would all be your
the
money,
profit.
Right? There's nothing except for
right.
sales. And is the home worth, is the home under $150,000? Do you know the value
yeah.
of the home?
It's below that.
Below that? Below 100?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So if you were to sell it, could you move into another place where you wouldn't have any bills? Would you be able to buy something comparable?
Think about, because as of right now, I don't really have a vehicle in order to get to the services that I'm needing to do for my kids, and also need a job, but that's
well, yeah, here's what I think.
Can't she take out a home equity loan maybe? No, she doesn't have a
here's what I think.
Off.
You know, you're not in any shape yet to move. You're not in any shape yet to move. You what you need to do is get healthier and stronger, and don't worry about if there's bad memories in the home or anything. You need to get healthier and stronger so you can make a better decision. I don't think by moving it might complicate your life more. And I'm concerned that because you're not stable and you go ahead and move, you sell your home and go ahead and move, you could be presented with even more problems you got now. At least you know what your problems are now and you're secure in your home. So I think that if your battle is just bad memories and you want to move on, the first thing you have to do is move on beyond your own self. meaning that you have to get healthier. You just got out of rehab. You're not long there. You have a lot of counseling to do and a lot of head examining. You got to get your head in healthier, Savannah, and then make a decision. Don't make it out of this desperate mode. I just want to leave. You're still recuperating and still trying to find a place to be strong within yourself. And if you change your environment, I mean, if you're asking us as psychics, do we think life will be better if you move? No, we're not getting that.
There are so many people in similar situations that don't have a solid foundation. You're lucky to have a home, I mean, that is paid for and, you know, that you can rely on security of your living environment. So that is a good thing to have when you're trying to recover. You don't want to mix yourself up with selling and buy. I mean, you've got enough on your plate. She's concerned though about her, how she's going to get a car, how she's going to participate in the things that she needs to do. You probably want to regain custody of your kids, right? Eventually.
Right. So, I just got out of an appointment for depression. And so I felt like that was a huge step for me to actually, I've had to cancel 3 appointments and I actually just made it today, successfully done it. And I'm hoping that will help me through this. And what you guys have said to me about the house, that does make a lot of sense. I need to be more appreciative of what I do have.
Yeah, because that's, you're lucky to have that. You can send us a picture of the house if you want and call us on another show and we can talk to you about, the energy of the home. To our Facebook, which is linked on our profile here.
Yeah, follow us and send us a picture of the home. And, you're right. You're lucky to have that house. Now all you've got to do is get stronger within yourself. That can be a nice thing. That can be an exciting thing because you own all parts to that. Nobody else owns that. You'll have a counselor to help you through it. You'll get stronger. Maybe you can get a job. And it will all be for you. And then as you get stronger, you'll be able to get your kids back. You'll make stronger decisions. Your outlook is very strong.
Right, she has
you're
good numbers.
You're a survivor. You have a strong energy. You have you don't have a bad birthday energy number. You actually have a good one. Yes, we see that where there's problems. There's an 11 in there. So we see where there's problems that you're going through. But you know what? That's all
surmountable.
Surmountable, and it will all be behind you as you get older.
Do you have money to like live by food and things like that right now?
No. I did just apply for assistance, and that's something that I've been not wanting to do.
Well,
because I kind of take pride.
You need to do. Is your mom helping you financially at all? Are you getting any support?
I feel like I kind of pushed them away, which is understandable. But support is kind of what I need.
Savannah, what you need is good counseling. And then from there, you're going to get on your feet and you're going to get a job and you're going to be really happy and you're going to get stronger. That's what we're not saying that as a pep talk. We see that in the future. That's what in talking with you, we're psychics. So this is the feeling we're getting about your life. And we're trying to briefly try to give you a standing ground on which to hear our ideas so you can move forward with some hope. I think you're going to have a good life. I think, you'll hopefully find somebody healthy as a companion, and you'll have a good life. I don't think you're going to be in despair.
And she's so young. I mean, 36 is when she's going to have a real big change. So you're a long way off from that point. But
So, here's what you need. You need to really get involved in the process of therapy and really start working on yourself. And then ultimately, like everybody else on the planet, most people get a job and you'll start to make money and you'll be independent. Your kids will probably be returned to you. Don't worry about the mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter. You've made mistakes. You had addictions, whatever. Worry more about, but look forward to how you can move forward from this. Don't base your whole life on everything you've done that you feel bad about, including the bad things that have happened to you. Okay, so you'll talk about it to a counselor. You'll get it out. You'll talk about it. You'll start to get stronger. And you'll really realize who you are. Because all you're realizing right now is who you are as a weak person. You don't know who you are as a strong person yet. You've never experienced that. Your code says that you will. You're going to. It's karmic. You're going to discover yourself. It's going to happen. I guarantee it, Savannah. You're going to figure out who you are as a strong person, and it will be amazing because you've never experienced that before. Everything you've experienced has been sort of, you've been traumatized, victimized, hurt, abused. You've been angry. You've been depressed. That's all you know about yourself right now. You have no, your higher talents and your higher self is yet to merge.
Yeah, and I would say in terms of getting back together with the ex, probably not a good idea, especially right now while you're in this transitional period. You know, you've got to get strong within yourself before you start a relationship with anybody, especially someone that there's been such a convoluted past shared with, you know.
I feel guilty for, I guess, like the time that I do have to myself. I feel like maybe I should spend it doing something positive, even if it is with a guy friend or whatnot.
Well, you can hang out with guy friends. That's no problem. But, you know, I would personally advise against, you know, starting a relationship with someone where there was such a toxic past, at least at this point. Who knows about the future? But right now, I would say,
If you're feeling positive about doing things, do those positive things right now. If you really think they're healthier, do anything right now that makes you feel better. You need to get out of this depression. And whether it's through medication, counseling, or your own attitude, and, you know, you got to start moving forward, Savannah. And you can follow us. You can send us a picture house.
Send us the picture of the house.
You can always call us for, you know, a basis for some short counseling.
You're on the show. We're on Wednesdays
advice.
And Fridays, so.
I definitely appreciate it.
You're welcome. We're here for you and the rest of our callers, so definitely. Definitely take advantage of that, Savannah. And you can go ahead and send that picture to us after the show. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Area code 307. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Are you doing like readings, or are you just doing asking questions, or what?
We're doing readings.
Okay. Could I just get like a general reading?
Okay, what's your birthday? What's your name? That would be a good start.
Yeah, my name is Alyssa.
A-L-Y-S-S-A?
No. Nope,
no.
A-L-L-I-S-S-A, almost.
Okay, I kind of knew as I was saying it that it wasn't going to be right. All right, well, bad guess. Okay, and where are you calling from, Alyssa?
I'm calling from Wyoming.
Okay, and your birth date?
9/17 of
79. Okay. 9, 10, 27, 16, 43, 7. 42. That's weird. Okay. 43, 7. Wow. So you've got a real high karmic number. 21 and 18. She's going to be 39, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be 39 and, September.
Yep.
So, gosh, she hasn't even reached the age of 43 yet.
No. It's really weird.
What does that
first
mean?
First of all, you know, in doing these cold readings, sometimes things come up and they're really like strong and authentic and they're valid. And then sometimes they're symbolic. But with you, first of all, the picture I get is doing your own business. Have you ever worked for yourself?
Yes, I have. Okay. I had my own cleaning business.
What?
Your own cleaning business.
Yes.
Great. Because that's the first validation we've got so far, Alyssa. That I was feeling a sense that you had your own business. And you have your own.
I don't.
Well, you did.
I don't. Yeah, I did. I did about a year and a half ago. I loved it, though. I just moved, and I haven't been able to reestablish it in the new place where I live.
Okay. So the validation here is that you did have your own business, you've moved,
yes.
and now you're starting a beginning of a new chapter.
Yep, a new chapter in my life, definitely.
And did you have that business, whether I'm right or wrong, did you have it for 9 or 10 years? How long did you have the cleaning business?
It was about, I've been cleaning probably altogether maybe like 7 years or something, but I had the business like 3 years.
7 years, so, yeah. Which is your master number, uh-huh. the seven. So.
And then you had a baby?
I had a baby in between the cleaning. Uh-huh. He's eight years old, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you worked for about 7 years, your baby's about eight, and
yeah.
So we're getting close to that nine-year period.
Nine years. Oh,
you
did. I did miss that.
So, what I see is you starting a new business. I don't know what it is yet. I have no idea. But I'm seeing the word business still vibrating in my thinking. So there's
something spiritual. I want something to do with a spiritual bit, like something in the spiritual to make money off.
Well,
you know, like.
You can clean people's homes with holy water.
No. You can. Okay. So you clean people's homes. What you can do in going to business is have a cleaning spirit business, where if you really want to do something spiritual and you want to study and get good at it, you can start to clean spirits. You can start to clean the energy of people's lives and tune them into spiritual energy.
Yeah, I thought about that actually. Yeah.
What kind of? Do you have any background in spiritual healing or?
I do. I just work with the angels a lot, and ever since I can remember, my mom used to read cards and stuff, and since I was a baby, it's just been a way of life, I think, and I just pretty much thought it was normal because that's what I've done, learned and stuff. So I just always have worked with the angels, and also I have an interest in shaman, like Native American and animals and stuff. For some reason, it comes to me in my dreams and stuff. I dream about it a lot and have dreams about the natives.
Okay,
and so you can integrate that somehow into some kind of.
Yeah, I mean, your master numbers,
rich.
Your master number is seven. That's my master number. And your month and day are we're just one day apart.
That's right. I didn't even think
of
that.
So that's what we see.
One day in several years.
One day in several years. Yeah.
What does it mean when you're seven master numbers?
Spiritual.
Oh, spiritual number.
Seven
what
is a spiritual number. I mean, people don't have to be necessarily seven master numbers to be spiritual. I mean, there can be spiritual energy in anybody that has a seven.
Right.
Or in any person whatsoever. But it's a spiritual master number.
So okay, so very simple. Your reading's very simple. You develop yourself as a spiritualist, however you want to do it with your shaman work, however you want to do it. You find your path and you make it very exciting, and you start to build a clientele, and you do that through the internet. You do that through personal readings. You develop that as you develop yourself. You've had a background since a child, your mother, palm reading and things like that. So you got the zone for it. And that's what I think is going to happen. And probably when your child turns nine, when's your child's birth date?
His birthday is 5/21 of 2009.
Oh.
There's a nine. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10, 1.
Yeah.
So this, this May, your child's going to be 9 years
old. He's
going
to be nine.
Yeah, that's the nine.
So during the ninth year of your child's life, you will be having clients and starting your business.
What kind of work do you do now, Alyssa? Just
Right now, I've had a really hard, but this past year has probably been one of the hardest of my whole entire life. And I just, I'm just picking myself up and trying to get back in the swing of things. I'm currently not working, but.
You're not employed right now.
No, not right now. No. I've just had a lot of depression and stuff, and I'm starting to get a little bit better now. I'm starting to pull out of it, but it was tough. It was a tough year for sure.
Alyssa, it's very simple. The path is simple. You'll slowly build clients. If this is really what you want to do, and you'll be happier doing it than working for somebody, I think. You'll slowly build clients. You'll probably make a modest income, but it will get you by, but you'll be doing what you love. Maybe you'll make more. It will slip and slide above the medium mark.
Yeah.
But you'll be doing what you love. You'll be in your own energy field. You'll be doing spiritual work. You'll love doing it. You'll develop. You'll get a clientele. You'll have integrity and hopefully accuracy.
Yeah.
And you'll find the path that best works for your clients as to how you work individually with each one. This is what's going to happen. You're going to have a good life. I really sense that. And that's what you got to pay attention to. You just have to, get down dirty in the dirt to get the ball rolling. You're going to have to work. Pioneer style.
Yeah, I know.
Pioneer style. Perfect. Yeah. She's in the plane. So.
You do see me growing old, because I always have a fear I'm going to be dying and stuff. So
I don't worry. Growing old. I mean, no.
You have so many nines
in your birth. I mean, impending death.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know if you're resurfacing some past life where you died young, but you have nines in your birth date. That's an endurance energy. I don't think, unless you want to really establish the self-fulfilling prophecy here, that you're going to die early. I mean, I don't see it. There might have been an early death in the family due to a heart attack, like a father.
Did someone die?
Did your father die early?
No, my mom, my grandpa was like my dad, and he died when I was 15. And that's the only person I've really lost that was real quick.
But how old was he at that time?
He was about 54.
Yeah, that's a young
dad. Okay, so I was seeing a male figure. I thought it was your father. It was your grandfather, but he was like your father. He died early. That's what you're impacted by. It's not about you.
Scared me too. His death was scary to me.
It's real hard to hear you, Alyssa. Can't hear.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit.
Hello, can you hear me better now?
That's better.
Okay. My grandpa, his death was really scary watching him die, and because he was scared to die. So watching him die just maybe it terrified me a little bit.
Yeah,
so
it sounds like you were traumatized by it. So maybe that's why.
Yeah. And
that's what it is.
I was going to say, another thing is I've been seeing, I looked up yesterday the meaning of 777, because I've been seeing 777 everywhere. Like the last probably 2 months, when I look at an address at 777, when I look, everywhere is sevens. And so
just
looked that
up
yesterday.
It's your master number, so that's possibly why. But, looking up a generalized meaning of 777 is not really going to be applicable to everybody that, may see a series of numbers. So I'd be cautious when, looking up angel numbers. They have these books, angel numbers. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, don't get so obsessed with
the
number here and see a number there. I've been doing this for over 50, close to 60 years. Don't worry about that. That's not the way it is. You think more about the soul and the spirit, about your life, what you're doing, where you want to put your energy. Think about healing. Think about animal spiritualism, animal spirit guides, connecting people to their life flow. That's, you have enough to work to do than to go around looking where sevens are every place.
I definitely do, huh? Yes, I do. I know it sounds kind of goofy, but hey, I have one more question also.
Go ahead, quick, because we have another caller.
Okay. My throat chakra is, my throat chakra is closed, and I can't figure out I don't know how to open it. I've done some, different techniques I've read on the internet and stuff. Do you guys have any suggestions to that?
You're saying your throat chakra is closed. What do you mean? I mean, what?
It's not working right. It's not working right, and then when I had an aura reading done, and she told me that my throat chakra was closed, is what she said.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, you know what it is? Your throat chakra is a lack of confidence. The energy field of
internal,
your confidence level is closing up your fifth chakra. So that can be done through the rhythm of breath and confidence. And if you breathe with confidence.
So it's just really if you believe in yourself or not, that's what it's.
Yeah.
And having confidence in what I do, you know, next or whatever.
That's what's going to open it up. You talk fine.
Okay.
There's,
yeah.
You know, don't build this into something that doesn't have to be. No. Your throat chakra. It's psychological. That's what's closed about it.
Yeah. And be careful.
Okay.
And be careful of, like, what exercises, you know, you find on the internet. Again, every individual is different. So a generalized exercise.
I just need to find my own way. I understand.
You're
going
to do great.
Well, guys, thank you. I do. And
join
and I'll let
on,
you guys know.
Yeah, please do. Join us on Facebook. You can follow us, Neil and Kristen Baker.
Okay,
and,
what is it on Facebook?
It's Neil and Kristen Baker. It's on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So you'll find us there. And there's also another page, Neil's page, and then our Twitter page. So we'd love to see you there, Alyssa. Keep in touch with us.
I'll see you guys, and I'll be talking to you soon. Okay, thank you, guys. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Okay, and we have another caller in about 4 minutes. It's Maddie, 770-1745 is her birthday, 27-9. What's going on?
Hi, Kristen. Neil. I have a birthday for Neil, September the 17th, 1945. Does that match with
mine? Okay, always... When you're on the show, always make it Neil and Kristen, because that's the way we work as a vibration. So always remember Neil and Kristen, because we're working together and we want to make sure that everybody's working in the same unit. Very important in terms of energy. And what was that?
Neil and Kristen.
Yeah, perfect.
Good job.
I said, hi, Kristen, Neil. Okay, so Neil and Kristen.
Wait, but we're both looking at the numbers, providing readings. So it's like Neil said, a union of energy. But one interesting thing, Maddie, about this birth date is your karmic number is in the addition. So 917, it's 917-45?
917-43.
Oh, 43. Anyway, it doesn't change what I have to say about it, because your karmic number, 27, is in the cross. So when you add up the numbers 91719, that becomes your karmic number. 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 7. You know, what's really weird too is our former caller was a 43 son. This person is born in 43 and it's a 34-7, master number.
There's a lot of connection here.
Yeah.
Lots of connection, Maddie.
A lot of connection.
Yeah,
great.
But there's difficult, you know, there's complications and difficulties within the connection, but the psychic spiritual connection is saying, okay, you two are going to be, you know, connected. There's no way to avoid it. There'll be issues to work out. Somewhere I'm seeing children somewhere in the picture, or maybe children grown up, but children.
Yeah, who has children? I have one.
Who is this?
Yeah.
A romantic.
Honey,
person?
Is he a romantic person?
No, is he?
I'm not sure, because he's someone I met years ago, and somehow we connected again. And he doesn't even live in the state that I live in. He lives in the northeast coast. But he's given me tools to work with to start my own business, because he is a businessman. And I was like, wow. I mean. But seemed like he's so adamant about, you know, helping me. So that's why I was concerned.
This is a business connection. He's trying to help you start your own business. Neil didn't hear, because it's hard to hear you.
To work with.
So it's not a romantic connection, or is?
It has not became no.
But he does
because
have
it's long
children.
Distance. Pardon me?
He does have children, though.
Yeah, he does have boys, yes, girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he has kids, you know, of course, growing up, yeah.
Okay.
And you're not interested in him other than business?
I remember him somewhat, but not a whole lot, because I met him once back before I moved to Georgia, and somehow we reconnected. He called my girlfriend that lives in New York, and oh, he had dialed the wrong number. He was telling her what he does, and she said, I know someone who would be interested, and so she told me to call him, and so I called him. That's how we reconnected.
Okay. So specifically, because we've got about 20 seconds left in the show, we'll give you a couple more minutes. Specifically, what do you want to know about this person? Should you venture into a business with him? Is that your question?
Yeah,
or
it
would
be good for me, but for it's coaching me, you know, giving me tools, coaching me to how to go about it.
What kind of business is it?
It's a business with starting my own reading far as astronumerology.
Well, I mean, you have every right to go into business. If he has some credentials and he's kind of guiding you, you just have to be careful of being taken advantage of. I don't know if there's any immediate reason that he would. I don't get that feeling. I don't know what his motive is. Are you paying him for this?
No, he's just giving me tools to work with.
Okay.
He's
well,
kind of God in me. These are tools that this is, you know, giving me suggestions how I should go about it. And because this is what he does.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a life coach.
Yes.
That's fine.
They're connected, though. I mean, her master number is his month, and your month and day is his day, 1/7. So there's a strong connection. The years are interchangeable.
You know,
and the 9/7 is his first and third. I mean, it's like
he's got a
going on.
What you were in his energy field two lifetimes ago. So you missed out on some kind of spiritual energy when you were a 7. He's a 7 in this lifetime. So he's catching you up on what you should have been doing two lifetimes ago.
Oh.
Do you think there's any other motive that he has, though, like in terms of a connection with you beyond a business connection?
Well, he has not came out with that for his approach to me in that respect. You know, no more in part of the business, but I had a feeling that, he was calling quite often. And
I think there's a romantic interest, personally.
Maybe there is. The read is not, that's not the read. The read is that I think he's helping you, and as long as he's, you know, appropriate, it doesn't matter if he's interested.
Well, yeah, maybe it could be, you know, a connection.
I think he's catching up.
You think what? I'm sorry. You were breaking up a little bit.
Oh, it's probably your cell because we're not on a cell. But he's catching you up, Neil was saying, on what you should have done two lifetimes ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Maddie, just for our notes, are you in Georgia?
Yes, I am.
Have you
yes.
Didn't you live somewhere before else?
I moved from New Jersey.
When?
95.
Oh, you've always been in Georgia. I guess it's a different year. I didn't know that. Okay.
And, you know, just a little bit, one second of channeling here. Ray Charles tells me that you're on his mind.
What is
it? I am.
It's Georgia, you know, Georgia on my mind anyway. Ha ha. Okay.
I'm on
that. Boy, don't quit your day job.
So, Kristen, I think you said that it's also, besides business, there is another connection going on?
I don't know. I'm just, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know if that's true, but it seems like I that's what I was feeling on an intuitive level. Maybe I'm wrong, you know, but if he's calling a lot like that and, you know, wanting to help you, you know, maybe there's more going on. Are you interested in him?
See, that's the problem. I met him back in 95 that one time, and I don't remember him. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I remember his voice more than I don't remember the physical. I just remember his voice.
Yeah, that's why we picked up on there being kids. I don't know. I don't think right now, if he's helping you and teaching you, and he's not being inappropriate, and he just has that in his energy that helped a lot of people in my lifetime with psychic stuff. I, you know, I had no ulterior motive. So
yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But right now, if he's teaching you and you feel comfortable with what he's teaching you, he doesn't make any moves on you, you know, keep it up.
Are you interested in finding a partner to be with?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
Something that, that would last.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
Yes, I am. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. So, well, anyway, keep us posted.
I will. I definitely will. And well, okay. Thank you guys. I greatly appreciate it, and give me more food for thought. And I will go with the flow.
Okay, yeah, go with the flow, and definitely do let us know how things progress with him. We'd be interested
will,
in Maddie.
Definitely
okay.
Will. Okay.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we are really out of time. Gosh, we're way over. And we are back on the air on Friday. We'll be talking more about psychic hands.
Yeah, we talked, what, 3 minutes?
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 minutes, but a little introductory
chat. Callers always come first, so.
They do. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.